Hey, this is Dogs Are Smarter Than People, and it is the bonus podcast number one. Hey, this is Carrie without Sean, which I know just seems terribly wrong, but in truth, most of my working life is spent all alone typing words into my computer. In this bonus episode, what I'm going to talk about is how saying yes is this really important part of being a writer for me. When publishers send me on school visits, I talk about this a lot to kids because we all have these issues inside of us, like these internal editors and critics that tell us that our ideas are bad or that we're not good enough. These things inside our brains that say no all the time, which we talked about in the podcast. But what I tell kids during the school visits is I tell them the story of Need, which was the series that made me money, I guess. It made me an internationally best-selling author. Thank you, France. And also made a couple of the books made the New York Times bestseller list. Legally, with no shenanigans, because I don't know how to do that. Plus, I would feel guilty for the rest of my life. Anyways, the Need series, if you haven't heard about it, is basically a series about human-sized pixies who are trying to cause an apocalypse in Maine, and the main character is Zara. And the book copy is pretty much Zara collects phobias the way other high school girls collect Facebook friends. Little wonder, since she's had a pretty rough life. Her father left when she was a baby, and her stepfather has just died. Her mother is pretty much checked out. In fact, her mom has sent her to live with her grandmother in cold and sleepy Maine to quote-unquote keep Zara safe, whatever that means. Zara doesn't think she's in danger. She thinks her mom just can't deal. But Zara's wrong. The man she sees everywhere, the tall, creepy guy who points at her from the side of the road, yeah, he's not a figment of her grief or her imagination. He's a pixie, and he's not the cute, sweet kind with little wings. Man's got a whole assortment of unbelievable creatures like pixies and werepeople, and they seem to need something. Something from Zara. So that's the book copy, right? And it's kind of a weird idea. But what's even weirder, because it's real life, is how the idea came about. And I tell this story all the time because the point of it is that you really need to accept your ideas and your creativity and go with them and not let that internal editor freak you out and shut you down and block you up, because if you do that, your life's not going to be as awesome as your life can be. So this is how Need came about. I was at the Common Ground Fair, which is this huge, cool fair in Maine that's sponsored by Maine Organic Farmers and Growers Association, also known as MOFGA. And to get to the main part of the fair, you have to walk through this sweet trail that curves around through these tall spruce trees that are all being organically harvested because it's MOFGA. Anyways, right in front of me and my daughter, Emily, was this guy, and this guy had this really weird vibe. He was wearing all corduroy, he had a corduroy blazer on, he had corduroy pants on, and sticking out from his blazer was this long tail-like appendage that was wrapped in different colored earth tone cloth that was also, yes, corduroy. And I guess you could tell that I was checking him out because he turned his head and he looked at me. And his eye was this startling silver color. Like, how startling? It was so startling that I actually gasped out loud, like, and I got all creeped out. And then when we were in line again, we made eye contact again, and his eyes were brown. And I know that I probably imagined the silver eye color. My daughter, Em, who was with me, was like, I saw that too, Mommy, but you know what? Like, there's a perfectly reasonable explanation for it. You know, he was probably, I don't know, wearing silver contacts, or maybe like the light shafting through the trees at this sciencey optic angle hit the optic nerve just the right way, which made us believe that he was silver. And it made so much sense, and it was also science. But me, it didn't matter, because I was like, oh, that man is a human-sized pixie and he's about to start the apocalypse. And Emily rolled her eyes at me because she's logical and scientific and smart, and I am a goofball. But it didn't matter because that tiny weird thought that was in my head right there inspired me to write a story trying to figure out who this guy was and how there could be human-sized pixies rather than Tinkerbell-sized pixies. And because I didn't reject that idea, I became someone who has been able to be a writer as her sole career for years and years and years. Well, that makes me sound really old, but since 2009 when the book came out. So because of that weird idea, I went from someone who was sleeping in a car, scared all the time and cold, and then in an apartment where the ceiling was falling in because of water damage, to someone who has a stable, secure life. And it was all because I said yeah to that idea. And that's why I'm so into telling everyone to just say yes. So go do it. Just say yes. Hey guys, thanks for listening to our bonus podcast. We'll be doing these occasionally. And I think right now I'm supposed to say things like, hey, go check out my website at carriejonesbooks.com, or like our podcast because that's important somehow in ways I don't understand because I'm not really good at that kind of marketing. But it does make us feel better to know that people like us, maybe, or are listening to us, hopefully. And buy my book so I don't have to live in the car again. Yeah, thanks.